Camp Snodgrig, that's like a prison. It's got a huge fence with razor wire on the top. It looks really, really oppressive. And people are really shocked when they actually see Camp Field Detention Centre. It's run by profit, by Group 4, which is terrible, you know, to make profit out of, you know, people's misery, in a sense. And, you know, they are most of the time locked in their rooms. There is one yard outside, but it's, you know, it's quite a small yard, and often they, when we've had demonstrations there in the past, they've stopped them going outside and stuff, so they're often having their freedom inside restricted, and just the fact that, you know, they're stuck there, they can't get out, they don't know what's happening to them, they don't always have access to telephones to phone their lawyers and their solicitors. And a lot of them don't actually have visitors, you know. They've come here by themselves and they've got no one to visit them. And they're locked up by, you know, Group 4 making money out of them. And the issue of detention, the government says, is to stop people, you know, the idea is to stop people moving to different countries, to put them off coming to Britain and to prevent free movement of people. And there should be a free movement. People should be free to go where they want, especially when, you know, Britain and Western countries create most of the problems in these other countries, in Africa or South America, you know, they're helping to create the civil wars or whatever that go on there, and they're part of the people who sell weapons to these countries. You know, Britain is like the second biggest arms exporter in the world, so now that we've created these problems, we should be helping these people. We shouldn't be locking them up inside detention centres, because, you know, detention centres is people are stuck there, it's like a little border in itself. And, you know, we want all the borders to be open. Campsfield at the minute holds about 180 people, but there's also ones at Oakington near Cambridge that holds about 500, and there's a new one being built at Harmonsworth which holds 500 people as well. So we wanted to highlight the issue of, like, people being detained in Britain, and the fact that, in a way, it is like a border within Britain. They're stuck in these detention centres. It's totally arbitrary who's putting them, and they don't know what length of time they're going to remain there for. And we should be welcoming people into this country rather than knocking them up. And this government, the Labour government of Britain, is trying to increase the amount of asylum seekers and refugees detained fourfold. So there's more and more people being locked up all the time. And it's quite a worrying trend, and we're opposing, like, all detention, all borders, and that's why the Campsfield camp was set up. Campsfield Detention Centre itself has been open for about 7.5 years, and the campaign started before it being opened. And it's been a really strong campaign. Quite a lot of visitors come into Campsfield to meet their friends and relatives who were detained there, and they thought it was really positive that, you know, every time they came in, they went past the camp and they came and spoke to us, and we heard all their stories, you know, their horrible stories about how their relatives had been detained there and stuck there, and they didn't know what was going to happen to them. And also the camp inspired lots of actions around Campsfield. There was lots of, like, painting and lots of protests. We had, like, daily protests shouting to the detainees inside, and the people inside really appreciated us being there, and it really gave them some inspiration. Lots of different people inside Campsfield from all sorts of different countries. From all over the place, from lots of countries in Africa, in South America, a lot of people now from Eastern Europe, especially from Kosovo and Albania, and people from China, people from all around the world. They've always really appreciated us going around, like, on our demonstrations and speaking to them and speaking different languages and welcoming them here and telling them that they should be free.